Welcome to episode 1820 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today. As you give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity as you meditate. In today's episode, we continue along with our theme we're exploring this week, which is all about confidence. I'm often told by people who are new to meditation, and they may have been meditating for a few months or even a few weeks, and they'll inevitably tell me that one of the most surprising benefits from consistently meditating, even for 10 or 15 minutes at a time, even by doing the techniques without actually sitting down in stillness, people tell me they feel more confident. And that is because when you calm your mind and body, you allow yourself to relax. You actually begin to activate a different part of your brain, your prefrontal lobes, which are right in the front part of your brain. This is the part of your brain that helps you to have more rational thinking. It helps you to manage your reaction to stress much better. You will still experience stress, but as you meditate and calm your mind and body more consistently, you become better and better at managing that stress. And this helps you to feel more confident. So as you've gone through this series, you've discovered different meditation techniques in each series to help calm your mind and your body. And you've also had a challenge. That challenge for this week is to listen to your heart. And this means allowing yourself to notice the meaning behind your words or to tune into your emotions. Maybe those are emotions that you have become numbed out to, or you don't allow yourself to fully experience. When you begin to listen more with your heart, you become more intuitive and you become more confident. And when you listen to other people's hearts, the meaning behind their words, how they may really be feeling, picking up on their nonverbal cues, you give people one of the best gifts you could possibly give them, and that is your time and your attention, because it takes a little more time and attention to listen with your heart and to listen to other people's hearts as well. So in today's episode, I want to guide you through a heart-focused meditation. The qualities of your heart represent love, compassion, and gratitude. And in yoga and meditation, these qualities are represented by your fourth chakra, which is located right at your heart. Chakras are considered to be energy centers in your body where you harbor your emotions and your memories. The ancient yogis felt it made sense if you have a physical structure supporting your organs, the major functions of your body represented by your organs. So they thought it made sense that our emotions also settle within us. And we can't really see our emotions, but we definitely can feel these emotions. And so the different organs of the body represent particular emotions. Well, the emotions of gratitude and love and compassion, the most powerful emotions, are considered to be associated with your fourth chakra right at your heart. There's a color associated with this heart chakra, and that is the color green, because green is an expansive color, just like your heart. There's also an element associated with your chakra, and that is, with your fourth chakra, the element of air. Air is expansive. And so these emotions of love, gratitude, and compassion are expansive as well. They are the emotions that connect you to the world around you. In fact, the Heart Math Institute actually measures emotions when you are hooked up to one of their devices. They have, through their research, determined that the most powerful emotion is love. It's even more powerful than anger or hatred. Love conquers all. So your meditation technique for today is a focus on love. Right at your fourth chakra, at your heart. You could hold your hands in this week's Atmanjali prayer mudra, where you place your hands as if in prayer position, your palms touching, your fingers and thumbs extended upward touching. And with your thumbs, if you press them against your sternum right at your chest, this will connect you to your heart qualities as you hold your hands in this mudra. This mudra helps to activate the left and right hemispheres of your brain. So it's a beautiful mudra to hold as you focus on love in your meditation today. As always, if you want full half-hour guided meditations, you can find those on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can receive this app for 2 weeks, absolutely free access to the full app of over 1,800 guided meditations. The Sip and Om meditation app will take you a little more deeply into each theme we explore in each weekly series. So, as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, you'll begin to relax your mind and your body, keeping your eyes slightly elevated upward to the point between your eyebrows. Begin to notice your breath become a little calmer without forcing it. Just simply notice yourself calm down naturally. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Inhale peace. And exhale peace. Visualize your heart. You could visualize the color green surrounding you or emanating from your heart, reaching out to others around you. Bring to mind the people you've encountered this week whose hearts you've listened to. Think of those people in your life you are most grateful for, and feel love. Feel a connection. Feel your heart become expansive as you focus on love. Meditate until you feel you could go a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.